The MCAT Podcast, session number 34. A collaboration between the medical school headquarters and Next Step Test Prep, the MCAT Podcast is here to make sure you have the information you need to succeed on your MCAT test day. We all know that the MCAT is one of the biggest hurdles on your pre-med journey, and we're here to give you the motivation and information that you need to know to help you get the score you deserve so you can one day call yourself a medical student. Now, welcome to the MCAT Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ryan Gray, and I am excited to have you here today. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen to this podcast. This week's going to be a little different, going back to some of our original episodes where we cover a topic and not necessarily questions off of the MCAT. This question about MCAT retakes has come up a lot, and I'm excited to talk to Brian about it. Brian, welcome back to the MCAT Podcast. I hope you're having a great day.
Absolutely, Ryan. I am. And yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I want to talk about some recent questions that came in, or one specific question that has come in recently over and over again. And that is a question, I'm surprised we haven't covered it before. How many practice tests should a student aim for before taking the real test?
Yeah, it's a real good question, real common one. And I'm going to give you the short and correct answer first, and it's going to frustrate you and the listeners, but it's the right answer, which is as many as you need. And that's, students don't like hearing that because they're going, well, how many do I need? But of course, every student is different. So if we start talking about kind of the extreme cases, let's start with the easier answer, which is what is the absolute, and I do mean absolute, minimum acceptable number of practice tests to take? That's a real simple answer. It's 3 as of the time we're recording this podcast, because, you know, here at the beginning of 2017, the AMC has released 3 official practice tests. If you happen to be listening to this podcast in 2018, maybe the minimum will be 4, because the AMC will have released 4 official practice tests. But you cannot consider yourself an adequately prepared MCAT student if you have not, at the bare minimum, done the official AMC practice tests. So that's part of the answer.
Okay. And what's the other part?
The other part is that number 3 may extend to as many as 7, 8, even as many as 9 or 10. If you find that you're really having trouble improving your score, if you find that, you know, you're having to do lots more practice, if you were, say, the kind of person who had to take a lot of practice SATs and ACTs as a kid, you know, if standardized testing doesn't work for you, you may find that you have to go as high as 7 or 8. I tend to put a pretty hard cap at 10. Because once you go past about 10 practice exams, you hit diminishing returns. And so when you hear these stories of students who are like, oh, I took 97 MCATs, you know, I always wonder, what are you doing wrong? Why did you need to take that many? Sounds like you need to be reviewing them more carefully.
Or maybe they were getting 520s on all of them. They just like taking them.
Yeah, right. They're just doing it for fun, right? The rest of us put our feet up, put the game on, and open a beverage, but they want to take an MCAT. More power to them. So typically 3 is the minimum. A kind of a normal amount, you know, a good amount, would be something like 5 or 6. So you take 3 from the AMC, you take 3 from a prep company like Next Step, 3 or 4, and that's a typical amount for an average well-prepped MCAT student, something like 5 or 6 or maybe 7 full MCATs. If you need to go beyond that, that's certainly fine. But if you're reviewing them properly, there shouldn't be much need to go past, at the outside most, about 9 or 10 tests.
And it's really, what's the end result they're looking for to determine if they're ready? Is it really the trend in their score, or is it just how comfortable they are taking it?
Yeah, well, again, that's going to depend on the student, but there's definitely this notion of I have to score my pie in the sky, absolute dream goal MCAT score, and I have to get that score once or twice on a practice test before I'm ready. You know, students will have that very kind of hyper ambitious view. Other students will do what you said of looking at the trend. And if they see a solid upward trend, they know that they're learning from their practice and they're headed in the right direction and that they've taken enough tests after about that 5 or 6.
Alrighty. I think that would cover it then.
Yeah, absolutely. It seems like a simple question, and it has a moderately simple answer.
All right, so let me throw this one in there as one little twist. It was a student that I've been working with. He took his first diagnostic and got a 5.11. I said, dude, just take the test. Hurry up and take it. Get it out of the way. Would you ever, like, if somebody just came in on a diagnostic and killed it like that, would you tell them? Obviously, you mentioned the three already, the double AMC ones, but, like, dude, 5.11 on a diagnostic, go take one of the double AMC ones to make sure that's an accurate score, and then just go move up your test date if you can.
Yeah, you know, that's a nice problem to have, right? Woe is me. I got 6 out of the 7 lotto numbers right at the very beginning. And Ryan, I would say even for that student who starts off with a very strong baseline, they should still cram all 3 AMC practice tests in. You know, maybe they, instead of spacing them out, they cram all 3 tests into the span of just a couple of weeks. Like you said, to make sure it's not a fluke, to make them comfortable with the interface. You know, they're totally at home with how the test is presented. And then after they've taken those 3, of course, they go take the real thing.
All right. There you have it. I hope that was some good information as you plan out your path for the MCAT and how many practice tests you should take and everything else. I invite you to go listen to the pre-med years. I did a great interview with Dr. Shikha Jain about why you should still consider becoming a physician. I know as you're studying for the MCAT and you're going through this process and struggling and questioning why you're doing this, Dr. Jain has an interesting perspective and some advice for you to stay motivated. So go check that out at medicalschoolhq.net/226 or listen on whatever podcast app you are using to listen to this. Just search for the pre-med years. I invite you also to check out everything that Next Step Test Prep has to offer. One of the biggest things that Next Step is known for is their one-on-one tutoring. Now, if I had to go and retake the MCAT over again, if I was back in my pre-med years, I would wholeheartedly say that I would use Next Step Test Prep's one-on-one tutoring service, because for the price of an online class or an in-person class, which I took an in-person class from one of the other big test prep companies, for roughly the same price, I could have received one-on-one advice and tutoring from a tutor from Next Step Test Prep. Somebody that's going to look at my skills, my struggles, and figure out the best way for me to move forward. So I want you to check them out. See how their one-on-one tutoring can help you. And you can also save some money by using the code MCATPOD. That's MCATPOD. Go check them out at nextsteptestprep.com. Have a great week, and don't forget to join us next week here at the MCAT Podcast.